Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Firestone Destination AT2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. Superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre. Special episode of Straight Fire Labor Day weekend. We've got a tremendous guest, Matthew Berry, with all your fantasy football needs. I have, you know, me and my son have four drafts. Four this weekend. It is going to be crazy bonkers. We're actually out of town this weekend. We are going to be drafting and doing mock drafts just so we are ready to go. And Matthew Berry is the perfect guest to get you through your NFL drafts. It's a long interview. Matthew goes deep beyond this. He names three guys I don't even know exist on the fantasy realm. So there's a lot of stuff. We'll talk about college football next week. Congrats on the 12-team expansion college football. We're all happy for it. We're all here for it. But without further ado, let's get to our guest, Matthew Berry of NBC Sports.
You know a guy.
Jason likes to think he knows everything when it comes to sports.
I know what sports fans want.
But for everything he doesn't, he knows a guy who does.
Let's just say I know a guy who knows a guy who knows another guy.
All right, let's welcome in to Straight Fire a special guest. He's the preeminent fantasy football voice in America. He's also been in a movie with Robert Downey Jr. I figured I'd put that near the top. He is probably one of the most talked about guys in sports media over the last month because he left ESPN. Left ESPN for NBC, Peacock. He's going to be on Sunday Night Football. I mean, he's everywhere. Matthew Berry, what's up, man?
Life is good, my friend. Life is good. It's, you know, it's August. It's busy, obviously. I'm an accountant and it's tax season, but I've never been happier, man. Life is great.
Jeez, you get out. You leave the Death Star in Bristol, Connecticut. And you move over to NBC, and I read the great column. You brought your column from ESPN to NBC. I read it about the move. I'm sure everybody reads the column, so they don't need the background. But I'm just curious, Were there moments where your stomach was kind of in knots and you were like, "Jeez, I can't leave. I got to just stay. Let me just stay." Because staying is easier. You're in your comfort zone. It's sometimes tough to make that leap off the cliff, right?
1,000%. ESPN was my home for 15 years. I'm still good friends with many people that still work there. I have really fond memories. And I feel like as it relates specifically to ESPN Fantasy, that in many ways I helped build the place, you know, and I take a lot of pride in what we accomplished over that 15 years. And, you know, when I joined ESPN, their fantasy product was third in the market by a significant margin. And you know, when I left, it was number one by a significant margin. And so I'm really proud of that. And, you know, fantasy, when I got there, was, you know, behind a paywall and was sort of in this, you know, in the back. You had to really click through a lot of pages on ESPN.com to get there. And by the time I left, it was, you know, you had SportsCenter hits about it, and you had, you know, full on shows and podcasts, and it was on the front page of ESPN.com, and millions of people played their game. And so I'm really proud of it. So it was, to answer your question, Jason, 100%. I definitely I have friends there. We live, you know, my wife and kids, we live nearby there. You know, it's home. I know everyone in the building. It was definitely nerve wracking because you never know how it's going to be somewhere else. And, you know, I knew exactly what I was getting with ESPN. So definitely moments of doubt. Because by the way, like as I've said, ESPN offered me a nice offer to stay. There were some caveats in it that ultimately I didn't want to go for, but like they didn't push me out. You know, they didn't they offered for me to stick around and, you know, and not in a like, here's the terrible offer we know you're going to, you know, turn down kind of way. They offered me a raise.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like you made the right decision and it's early, you know, who knows, but, ultimately, I just remember, you know, Matthew Berry is one of these guys, like, I know he's a big-time deal. He's been in movies. You know, he's huge. When I ended up parting ways with the big lead, maybe like, I don't know, 4 years ago now, you know, I got texts from some people at ESPN, and Matthew Berry is one of them. It was one of the kindest notes. I was like, geez, you know, that what a nice guy, taking time out of his important day to mention, hey, I had a good run. So just so you guys know, he is a good dude. Now that I said something nice, Matthew, I'm going to go a little against the grain here. Fantasy football, where are you most against the market of any player, preferably at the top of the draft, for 2022?
Well, I got two for you. I don't think I'm crazy against the market, but I'm definitely much higher on Jalen Hurts this year than I am, I think, everyone else. He's currently going as like quarterback 8 on Yahoo. I am a QB4 overall. I think number one quarterback in fantasy is within the range of outcomes for Jalen Hurts. Again, I am at 4. I have Josh Allen, Mahomes, and Herbert as my top three ahead of Jalen Hurts. But I'm all in on Jalen Hurts. And I know people in Philadelphia are like, we don't know. We don't know about the arm strength and we don't know about the accuracy. The thing I go about with Jalen Hurts real quickly is that if you look at Jalen Hurts' second year in the NFL, which was this past season, and you compare it to the second year of another quarterback that had a lot of rushing ability, but there were questions about his accuracy, in Josh Allen. And you compare Jalen Hurts' second year in the NFL to Josh Allen's second year in the NFL. Jalen Hurts had more passing yards, more rushing yards, a higher accuracy, a higher completion percentage, same amount of interceptions, same average touchdowns per game. Basically, you know, and that was, by the way, Josh Allen had his entire rookie year starting. Jalen Hurts had only 4 games in his rookie year, and he was starting under Doug Peterson, who was fighting with the front office.
That's right.
It was kind of a mess, and the best guy he had to throw to his rookie year was Greg Ward, a converted college quarterback, right? AAF superstar Greg Ward. So, Josh Allen at least had some professional wide receivers there his first year in second year in Buffalo. What happens going into year 3 of Josh Allen's career? They get him Stephon Diggs. All of a sudden, the completion percentage goes up by a lot. Josh Allen finishes as the number one quarterback in fantasy. What happens going into year 3 for Jalen Hurts? They get him A.J. Brown. And so I'm not saying he has the arm strength of Josh Allen. I'm not saying he's as good as Josh Allen. But I'm saying behind that offensive line, which I think is one of the best in the NFL, with that schedule, the Eagles have one of the easiest schedules in the NFL this year. The addition of A.J. Brown, second year in Sirianni's system, the fact that there's no real competition, like Gardner Minshew's only getting in there unless there's an injury. Like, they are all in on Jalen Hurts this year. I think he's, and we already know about the rushing, double-digit rushing touchdowns last year for Hurts. Hey, yeah, number one quarterback in fantasy is within the realm, and I have him as a top five play.
Would you say, Matthew, would you say a lot of that is more due to the opponent's schedule, which is very weak? They play one of the easiest schedules in the league, or because they added A.J. Brown?
I think it's all of it. I think it's all of it, and they have a good offensive line, and I think he'll be in the system. Again, remember, he got only four games as a rookie under a different head coach. So now coming into last year, like, again, his best wide receiver was a rookie in Smith, new system, new offensive play caller. And by the way, all these questions around him, is Jalen Hurts the guy? Hey, they have a low draft pick. Will they trade up? Will they try to get one of these other quarterbacks, right? You know, there was all these questions about him in the going into last year. Will they, and they did, right? You know, so, I mean, I think, cause that goes into a player's psyche, right? You know, where you're, it's a little bit, it's one thing to play when you know, like, hey, by the way, you've got a short leash. Cause if you don't do it, we're drafting another guy next year. Or, hey, we're in on you. You're the guy. Don't sweat it. You know what? You throw a bad pick, you made a bad pass. It doesn't matter. You're the guy. And, I think there's something to that. So, I'm in on Jalen Hurts, and I'll give you one more that I'm way off on against the grain here, because I know you're a Jets fan.
Oh, no.
And so I am anti-Breece Hall in terms of where he's going in drafts. Hear me out, Jason, and you tell me, I'm playing to your wheelhouse here, but Breece Hall on Yahoo is going in the top – he's going running back 19. He's going as a top 20 running back. And the argument, the Breece Hall pro argument, maybe you give me a different one, but as I understand it, the Breece Hall argument is, first off, just he's talented, right? No one's questioning that. The college tape guy was terrific. He was terrific last year. So I believe in the talent and the draft capital. You know, obviously, to take a running back that high, you expect to use him. Okay, fine. Here's my anti-argument. The Jets last year, no team in the NFL ran less than the New York Jets last year.
Because they're always trailing.
Right. Well, what changes this year? Like, do we suddenly think their defense – exactly. Do we think all of a sudden their defense is going to be great? We don't. We still think it's going to be a defense in transition. And so, by the way, and it's an offensive line that also is a work in progress that just lost Mekhi Becton. Like, that's not good. And by the way, you have a San Francisco-based coaching staff. And by based, I mean, you know, they came from Kyle Shanahan, that likes to use multiple running backs. They come out of the Shanahan school where you use multiple running backs. If you look at the numbers from last year, whether it was Tevin Coleman or Ty Johnson or Michael Carter, they used multiple running backs. No running back on the Jets got more than 200 total touches last year. And so now you've got Michael Carter, who's still good, who, by the way, was playing with the ones in the preseason. I believe this is a running back by committee. I don't think Michael Carter is suddenly going away. So I think it's a Breece Hall, Michael Carter committee behind a, let's call it middle of the pack, and I'm being generous here, offensive line on a team that will either not be able to run or is unlikely to run because they're going to be trailing in games. And so for him to be going as a top 20 running back in as a committee on a bad team that's not going to be in scoring position that often, like, jury is still out on Zach Wilson. To me, Breece Hall's draft position in – redraft leagues is insane to me. I get it for dynasty, but it's insane to me for redraft.
I'm just curious. Do you remember who or running back 19 was last year? And like, who are 18 and 20? Like, who's around Breece Hall?
That's what's interesting about fantasy this year. I don't remember who running back 19 was last year. I don't remember ADP. But what I can tell you in terms of who's around Breece Hall right now, it's a lot of guys that I also don't like. And that is, we've been calling it the running back dead zone. And so the guys in that range are Josh Jacobs, David Montgomery, Antonio Gibson, Cam Akers.
Wait, David Montgomery. Wait, what do you not like about Montgomery? Just the offensive line is garbage?
And there's no guarantee he gets the insane volume that he got last year, right? I mean, Khalil Herbert's a good running back. They like Khalil Herbert. And so Herbert's a little bit banged up right now, but when Herbert's fully healthy, we don't know that it's not a committee. That is probably the worst offensive line in football, the Bears this year. So you know, if David Montgomery is not a part of the passing game, if it's more of a split with Herbert, And by the way, a full year of Justin Fields, we don't know what that – if Justin Fields vultures, I don't know, call it four touchdowns. No, seriously, over the course of a year.
That's fair.
Justin Fields takes, you know, instead of handing it off to Montgomery, he you know, he does an option and he keeps it, or he throws it and they use his mobility to get him outside, you know, outside of the pocket. Like, that matters.
Yeah. real quick.
But what I was going to say, Jason, sorry, because I'm just talking so much, but you're like my third interview today.
Yeah, I know. You're in high demand, bro.
Like I said, I'm an accountant. It's tax season. But what I would say, Jason, is that with Montgomery specifically, but any of those guys, they all have sort of to be drafted. They're being drafted in that range, the rounds 4 to 6. The running back dead zone, they're being drafted in that range because they're a running back, because there's a scarcity of the position, not because we think they're great, not because, and by they, I mean, or we, I mean, just fantasy managers in general. I would much rather draft a wide receiver. Give me the Allen Robinsons and the Brandon Cooks of the world. Give me the, you know, give me guys like that. Give me the, you know, I'm trying to think of another, give me Terry McLaurin in that range. Like, give me, you know, there are guys even, you know, give me Cortland Sutton, you know, give me guys like that.
Over Breece Hall. Interesting. Now, wait, what about the kid Pierce from Houston? Do you like Pierce over Breece Hall?
Yes. Yes. And by the way, but that's what I'm saying is like, once you get out of the running back dead zone, just again, I'm going off of ADP, average draft position on Yahoo specifically. NBC has to deal with Yahoo. So, you know, I got to be a company man.
Yeah, but
I suspect it's the same thing on ESPN or Sleeper or NFL, CBS, My Fantasy League, wherever you play. Mm-hmm. That once you get past that running back dead zone, there are guys like Ramondre Stevenson and Damian Pierce and A.J. Dillon, guys that I like much, much more. And they're going later because of perceived lack of value because they're in some sort of a committee or there's questions. You know, Damian, how good is Houston really going to be? You know, a fourth round rookie. And to me, those guys have basically the same amount of upside, which much less cost than the guys in that running back dead zone. So what I've told people that listen to the Fantasy Football Happy Hour, which is my podcast, which is available on Peacock and the new NFL on NBC YouTube channel and wherever you get podcasts. What I've said to people on the Fantasy Football Happy Hour is that if you're not getting a running back in the first or second round, I want you to wait. Go zero RB.
Yeah.
Get elite wide receivers. Get an elite tight end. Get an elite quarterback. And then once you get out of like rounds 5 or 6, then you start loading up on you know, those, the Ramondre Stevensons, the Damian Pierces, the AJ Dillons of the world. And there are guys going even later. I'd much prefer Michael Carter at his ADP than Breece Hall at his. Give me Daryl Henderson at his ADP than Cam Akers at his, because those are going to be committees. And I'd much rather have the lower priced guy, by the way, that doesn't have, you know, a health concern in the case of, you know, Henderson versus Akers. They both have injury concerns. But, you know, Henderson has never torn his Achilles. So, I don't mean to be disrespectful to Cam Akers. I like Cam Akers. We're rooting for Cam Akers. But I think the idea that he's suddenly going to get 75, 80% of these running back snaps, and that's where he's being drafted as, is insane. He's going as running back 17. I'm like, Daryl Henderson is good, guys. Kyren Williams, like, to hold out a day 3 rookie, you know, in Kyren Williams, you know, a day 3 guy out of the last preseason game, because you don't want him to get hurt. When McVay did that, you're like, oh, he either really likes Kyren Williams or he's really worried about Cam Akers.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I'll say this about the Jets, and I know nobody really cares, but the Jets offensive line, I would say, is slightly above average. If Dwayne Brown coming over from Seattle, I know he's a fossil, but if he plays as well as he has the last few years, and Tomlinson was a steal from San Fran, AVT, pretty damn good. Fant is a above serviceable right tackle. Like, they could be good. I have a feeling the Jets are going to be, hey, we're going to ride the defense. I know we got some young guys, some new faces, but I think the Jets can try to win some low scoring games this year. So I kind of like Hall a little. I don't hate him the way you do, but I'll say this.
The Jets' offensive line,
Matthew, sets up better than, say, Dallas with Zeke Elliott, who people seem to be overdrafting, and you're like a big fan of Zeke. Like, I don't know about this team this year, man.
Okay. Well, hang on for a second. Before we get into Zeke, I'll just say I want to be very clear here. I don't hate Breece Hall. I hate Breece Hall's average draft position.
Right, at 19. Right.
At 19 fair. Among running backs. That's what I hate. And so, again, you know, even if everything you just said is true, think about that. Low scoring team. Like, we all like, we like Elijah Moore. We're interested in Garrett Wilson. They just got CJ Uzomah. They've still got Corey Davis.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I mean, again, if they're winning games 17-14, if that's the idea, and they're scoring two touchdowns a game, how many of those two touchdown games come to Breece Hall? I just, you know what I mean? Like, and so if he's not scoring, and you're talking about a slower paced offense now, we're going to try to grind out these games with our decent defense, which I buy that premise. I buy that they might try to attempt that. It still doesn't make me think like, oh, I want a piece of that. Because it's still going to be a committee. Like, you'll agree with this statement, I think. Even the most optimistic Jets fan would agree with this statement, which is Michael Carter's not going away. Michael Carter's a nice player. Yes. Michael Carter did nothing wrong last year to lose his job.
I would agree with that. The only problem is the team sucked, and they're going to be bad again. But wait, if you said Breece Hall is 19, where is Ezekiel Elliott?
I have Zeke at 15. But here's what I would say.
Closer than I thought. I thought people were taking Zeke as like a top 10 running back.
No. Zeke That's is good. Going That's like, smart. Like he's going as, I think I have him at 13, and I think he's going as running back 15 on Yahoo. I like Ezekiel Elliott. The problem with Ezekiel Elliott is that he's boring. Is that like people, no, in fantasy, he's boring. Because what happens is that in a draft, people will say, you know, people will say Damian Pierce. And everyone in your draft league, everyone in the league is going to be like, ooh, oh, yeah, oh, I wanted him. Damn it, I wanted him. Oh, man, that was my sleeper or whatever, right? Yeah. That's what happens. You know, like there's always that trendy guy, Chris Olave. Oh, ooh, you know, Chris Olave. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Kyle Pitts. When you draft Kyle Pitts, everyone in the league is going to go like, ah, man, I love Kyle Pitts this year. No one's going to do that with Ezekiel Elliott. No one's going to be like, damn it. You know, they're just going to be like, okay, whatever, Zeke. He's boring. Yeah. You know what I mean? And so, but think about this with Ezekiel Elliott. I get it. Everyone looked at him last year like, oh, he's slow and Tony Pollard's fast and he's lost it and he's just been pounded into the ground. I talked to a number of coaches with the Cowboys at the Combine last year, this past February, and they, to a person, separate conversations. This wasn't groupthink. Separate conversations, and they were all, no one realizes how badly Zeke was hurting last year. Guy could, you know, he could barely walk. He partially tore his PCL in week 4. Well, before he got hurt, first 4 weeks of the season last year, he was a top 6 running back in fantasy. He averaged 99 yards a game in those first 4 games. And that includes the Tampa Bay game where he didn't run against them and no one can run against the Bucs. But he averaged 99 yards from scrimmage those first 4 games. He scored 4 touchdowns in the 4 games. He was the 6th best running back in fantasy on a points per game basis.
Let me jump in and ask you something. So do you think a lot of that had to do with Dak not running off the injury? Because there are reports he's going to run more this year, and he might need to with no left tackle.
Yeah, he's going to have to run a little bit more, and I think that's partially it. But I also think it's partially like that's just how McCarthy is and how, candidly, Jerry Jones wants that offense to go. It's just like, you know, it's a little bit of like, hey, I'm paying this guy all this money. You're going to run him. Ezekiel Elliott has never had less than 16 touches. Think about Ezekiel Elliott was a top 15 fantasy running back last year. As plodding as he was, as slow as he looked, as bad as and disjointed as the Cowboys offense looked at time, because he just gets insane volume. He constantly gets work. And so this year he's going to get work. He's going to get the early down work. He's going to get the red line and goal, red zone and goal line stuff. They'll use Pollard more in the passing game, especially because Gallup's not 100% healthy yet. They lost Amari Cooper and Cedric Wilson. It's really just CeeDee Lamb. So I think you'll see more of a more balanced offense this year. I think they'll use Pollard in the passing game. Pollard played some wide receiver in college. But Zeke's still going to wind up with 16 to 18 touches a game on one of the better offenses in football. Tyron Smith's injury, that is not ideal, of course. Again, Zeke Elliott may average 3.5 yards per carry. Like, it may not be pretty. It may not be efficient. But just because of the volume and the goal line work that he's going to get, he's going to get 1,000 yards. He's going to get 10 touchdowns. He's at, like, there's a floor with Zeke. And at full health, like, he could easily be a top 10 guy if it falls right. So I'm in on Zeke this year, again, at his ADP. I don't love or hate players. I love or hate where they're getting drafted. And for Ezekiel Elliott, to your point, to be only be a couple spots ahead of Breece Hall, maybe a round ahead of Breece Hall, you know, round and a half. To me, like, give me a guy that's proven on an offense. Whatever you think of Dallas, Jason, you don't think they're equal to the Jets. They're going to be a much better offense than the Jets.
Yeah, definitely. We could wrap up with this, Matthew. So, you know, last year I ended up losing in the championship because Amon-Ra St. Brown went off for this guy.
Yeah, I did.
And I'll say this. I know a lot of people think you win with the draft. Like, you really win with the waiver wire and late season bullshit. Because I know this guy who beat me, Justin Jackson, the week before, like the backup to Eckler. Austin Eckler had like a huge game. And then Amon-Ra St. Brown destroyed me in the championship game. Like a jackass, I benched Boston Scott for Ronald Jones, who did nothing against the pathetic Bengals. Anyways, I'm not angry.
Yeah, no, you're clearly over it.
Yeah, I'm over it. What is the state of play right now, Matthew, around late round flyers, like backups who could pop? Amara St. Brown was like a midseason guy. Justin Jackson, Boston Scott, like Foreman I had on my bench last year, the backup for Derrick Henry, I think. Give me some late round names that not everybody and their mom is on when they Google late round fantasy flyers or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, that's the challenge, of course, is right, is that like there's so much coverage that it's hard to do that. But I will do that. I think you're absolutely right. What I would say in general very quickly is that your draft is a blueprint. You don't need to leave the draft with a team that you're going to start every week in, week out, because that's impossible. Even if you have full health of everyone, and even if you nail every draft pick, the fact is that there's going to be bye weeks. So your team is always a work in progress. And there are always guys like, you mentioned Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jalen Waddle had a huge year. Justin Jackson, the one week that Eckler was out with COVID, he had that big game. But right, but there's also like even like think about Devontae Freeman, who a year ago at this time was sitting on his couch hoping for a gig. But then the Ravens called him, and from weeks nine through 12 or 13 last year, he was like a top 16 fantasy running back. Like Devontae Freeman, there was about a month there in the middle of the season where Devontae Freeman was useful. And so there's going to be pockets like that. You know, there were like a couple of weeks last year where Darrell Williams of the Chiefs was useful. And so there's always going to be guys like that. I agree with you, Jason, that it is constant monitoring of the waiver wire and improving your team. Think about Deebo Samuel over the second half of last year. He was fine in the first half, but then he just absolutely crushed down the stretch.
I
know people that won their championship with Jarrett Patterson because Antonio Gibson was out.
That's not right. Jeez.
Yeah, but that's what you have to do. So I have some names.
Hold on.
Yes.
Okay, good. You tell me your guys. So I have an ongoing list in my notes. Whenever I like hear something on a podcast or TV or see it on a story, I'm going to say this kid Sharp, wide receiver for the Bears, Tajay Sharp. Did he even make the team? I don't know.
If I'm investing in the Bears passing game for a late round guy, give me Cole Kmet, their tight end, who's going outside the top 12 of tight ends on Yahoo. I think he's going a tight end 15 the last time I looked, but he's going way, way late. Cole Kmet last year had over 90 targets, over 60 receptions, zero touchdowns. Insanely unlucky, really, really unlucky. But I mean, like, he's like the poor man's Kyle Pitts. You know, we talk about Kyle Pitts scored only like the one touchdown last year. Cole Kmet, and meanwhile, the Bears had three other tight ends, Jimmy Graham, Jesper. Mm. They had a couple of guys. And those three tight ends got 34 targets and scored 6 touchdowns on 34 targets. And Cole Kmet had 0 on over 90, 91 targets to be exact. So I think Kmet is going to be has a lot of positive regression. So there's that. I'll give you some names here in terms of late round running backs. We've already talked about a bunch of them. I think Kenneth Gainwell's interesting. I think Michael Carter's interesting. I think in a PPR league, I think Nyheim Hines is interesting. Some of those guys. If you want to throw a name at me, I'll give you an answer. Go ahead.
Josh Palmer, LA Chargers.
Yep. I was going to mention him in terms of wide receivers. I really like Palmer quite a bit. I like Josh Palmer is great. Third wide receiver for the Chargers in games in which either Keenan Allen or Mike Williams missed last year. He averaged over 16 fantasy points per game, and we expect that offense to take a big step up. I think he's really solidified himself as the number three. KJ Osborne. Listen, people are sleeping on the Vikings offense, and maybe not as much. I've been screaming about them for a couple weeks. Other people have as well. Like last year, Kirk Cousins threw for over 4,000 yards. He's one of six quarterbacks in the NFL to throw for over 30 touchdowns and over 4,000 yards each of the last two seasons. Here's the other five: Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Justin Herbert, and Kirk Cousins. And so Kirk Cousins did this last year, 33 touchdown passes, over 4,000 yards, and the Vikings were bottom 14 in pass rate. Like they were conservative last year, and now here comes KOC with Wes Phillips from the Rams, McVay tree. It's going to be a very similar offense, pass first, pass heavy. Jefferson, Thielen, Osborne, Irv Smith, Dalvin Cook out of the backfield. The Vikings are going to have a really fun and explosive fantasy-friendly offense. I did a column for RotoWorld.com, NBCSportsEdge.com that published yesterday. My 10 list of 10, and I had 10 bold predictions. And one of my bold predictions was, it's a bold prediction, so don't clickbait me here, but this is my bold prediction was Kirk Cousins leads the NFL in touchdown passes.
I just bet them in Vegas to win the NFC. I love the Vikings,
Yeah, and by the way, and also one of my other bold predictions was Justin Jefferson has the greatest season ever for a fantasy football wide receiver.
Jeez. All right, I'll try to get him
again,
early.
Again, it's a bold prediction. But yeah, KJ Osborne, I will tell you that Wandale Robinson of the Giants, they're using him a ton. Daboll loves the slot. Slot receiver, ton of targets to Cole Beasley last year, I think 112 with the Bills last year. They're using Wandale Robinson.
I don't even know who that
all
is.
Over the place.
That's a great nugget. I don't even know who that guy is, honestly.
Yeah, he's going to be the starting slot receiver for the Giants. And like Kadarius Toney and Kenny Galladay are the other two, and they both have struggled to stay healthy along with Sterling Shepard. And Wandale Robinson is who Daboll took. That's who, you know, he's the only guy on the team of wide receivers that has the starting role that the new regime has brought in. I like, actually, you know, we talked about Dallas, Michael Gallup. Michael Gallup's going outside the top 70 wide receivers. And I don't know if he plays week one, but he's going to play, you know, week two or three. And like, he's going to be the number two wide receiver on an offense that we think is going to be better than average, you know, but with a good quarterback. This is not a sleeper by any stretch of the matter, but I think he's going way too late in drafts. That's Allen Robinson. Never underestimate the importance of getting a quarterback upgrade for a wide receiver. Mm-hmm. The most glaring example of that, of course, is Cooper Kupp last year, who went from Jared Goff to Matthew Stafford. But Allen Robinson's going from Chase Daniel and Nick Foles and Mitch Trubisky and Andy Dalton and Justin Fields to Matthew Stafford.
Not bad.
It's the best quarterback he's ever played with, and it's not close. Speaking of same thing, Terry McLaurin. Whatever you think of Carson Wentz is by far the best quarterback that he's ever played with in his career. I can tell you that Jahan Dotson, they love him in Washington.
You're a big Washington guy, huh?
They love him.
I think I remember you loving Washington.
I do love Washington. You have to take that with a grain of salt, but I'll just tell you, I know a lot of folks over there, and I'm just telling you, rave reviews on Dotson.
How's this?
You okay?
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my game.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I'm almost certain that nobody's asked you about this. I'm leery to mention it on the podcast since people who I'm drafting with listen to this podcast. Trent Sherfield, Miami Dolphins. What do you hear?
He has not been mentioned to me. So, okay. Yeah, I that's an interesting one. The problem with Miami for me is who knows? I mean, right. There's a history there with McDaniel, with Sherfield, but you know, I don't know what that offense looks like. I think it'll be good and I think it'll be interesting. But to me, if I'm investing in the Miami Dolphins offense based on both ADP and what I think the role will be, I'm much more interested in Edmonds and Mostert at their ADP than any of the pass catchers. Cause I don't know how it gets split up between Waddle and Tyreek Hill, and they've got Gesicki and they signed Cedric Wilson, and not that Cedric Wilson's going to be a fantasy factor, but he's going to get enough targets that maybe he eats into somebody else's. And I'm still not convinced Tua's a franchise quarterback. I think a lot of people aren't yet. So we just don't know what we're going to get out of Tua. And that one makes me nervous. I think Chris Olave is really interesting. Again, given Michael Thomas's health issues, Jarvis Landry is fine, but there's no upside there. If Michael Thomas misses time, Olave is just going to have a monster season. Pew. I like guys that, the Ezekiel Elliott of the wide receivers that no one ever likes is Robert Woods. I get it. Robert Woods
coming
30
off a
years,
big injury, though.
Yeah, big injury, 30 years old, but like he's going to start. Like he's been practicing in the preseason. He's not going to start the season on the pup list. Apparently is healthy. I mean, there was like a 26% target share that A.J. Brown had that he took with him to Philadelphia. Doesn't seem like Treylon Burks is ready for prime time just yet. He's still a work in progress. Like him over the second half of the year. But at least initially, Robert Woods is going to be the guy. And he's going outside the top 40 among wide receivers.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to talk about Romeo Dobbs, and I like Romeo Dobbs. But Alan Lazard. Yeah. Is going to be Aaron Rodgers' number one wide receiver, and he's being drafted outside the top 50 of wide receivers on Yahoo.
Well, actually, I mean, Aaron Jones might be his number one receiver, right?
That's fair. That's fair. They're gonna, the both guys, I think Dylan and Jones both have big
The other thing is, Matthew, don't you think, again, the reason I mentioned Sherfield, Miami's schedule is brutal. They play amazing quarterbacks. They're going to get scored on a lot. They're going to get lit up. I know their secondary is good. They're still going to get – and Miami, I think, is going to be playing a lot of catch-up, whereas the opposite for the Packers, I think their defense might be the best in the league. They're going to be shutting people down, and I don't see them having to throw the ball around a lot. I think they'll lean on Jones and Dylan. But again, that's more speculative versus who's going to actually play, right?
I think Jones and Dylan both have big, big years. We did this stat again on Fantasy Football Happy Hour. Give a shout out to my show. But in these 7 games, and by the way, it's also my love hate as well.
Yep.
Jones and Dylan both made the love list on my love hate. But there are 7 games in the Matt LaFleur era in which Aaron Rodgers played and Devontae Adams did not. And in those 7 games, Aaron Jones averaged over 25 fantasy points per game, which last year would have been the number one running back in fantasy. He averaged almost 5 targets a game as well. So, you know, 100% there. And then A.J. Dillon, like, again, you heard Matt LaFleur, 1A and 1A. A.J. Dillon caught 34 balls last year, which I think people were shocked at. People were absolutely shocked at. So, which he proved he could catch the ball, you know. And so those are some guys. I'll give you a couple other quick names here late in your draft. I think Isaiah McKenzie, he's a little bit beat up right now, but out of the slot, they absolutely love him in Buffalo. He's going to have I think he's going to have a big year. Listen, everyone likes, you know, George Pickens is sort of the shiny new thing, but I think that's legit. I like Christian Kirk, by the way. That's a
You're the guy who likes Christian Kirk.
Follow the money. People are anti-Christian Kirk because they couldn't understand why this guy got $84 million or whatever it is. But that's not your money. What do you care? The fact of the matter is, yeah, exactly. I mean, like, the preseason game that he played with the starters, he got 7 targets. Every other pass catcher combined for 7 targets. Follow the money. Doug Peterson is a former NFL quarterback, former Andy Reid disciple, obviously, you know, head coach of the Eagles. He's a pass-first guy. They didn't bring in Doug Peterson, former NFL quarterback, to have Trevor Lawrence hand off. He's going to be throwing a ton. By the way, that team is bad. The defense is bad. They're going to have to be throwing a lot. And so Christian Kirk is a good wide receiver. And we think Trevor Lawrence is a good quarterback. You can't judge anything last year on the Urban Meyer mess, right? But, like, Trevor Lawrence came into the NFL as, like, the most heralded college football prospect since Andrew Luck. I'm not willing to say that Trevor Lawrence all of a sudden sucks after one, you know, dumpster fire of a year last year. And so I think they will be throwing a lot. And I think Kirk is going to have a monster year in terms of his targets. I will also say, why can't I give you one more?
Yeah, one more. Fire. I mean, Matt, I could do this all day with you, literally, because you've got so many good guys. But give me one more and then we'll wrap it up.
I'm a believer in Isaiah Likely, the rookie tight end for the Baltimore Ravens.
I don't know who that is.
Isaiah Likely of the Baltimore Ravens is having a monster preseason. He's going to be their number 3 pass catcher. They run a lot of 12. They're going to run 2 tight end sets a ton this year. And so after Mark Andrews and Rashad Bateman, Isaiah Likely is going to be the number 3 pass catcher on the Baltimore Ravens. And I know everyone thinks that they're going to go more run heavy this year. And that last year was an outlier because all the running backs got hurt. And so, you know, last year the Ravens were top 9 and they were 9th most pass attempts in the NFL. And Jackson was throwing it all around, and Huntley was later in the season when Jackson got hurt. I believe, well, you think about this year, Gus Edwards going to start in the pup list. J.K. Dobbins, he's iffy for week 1. You got Mike Davis, Kenyon Drake. They may have to throw. And the other thing, Jason, is that I think gets lost. And so Isaiah Likely's had a huge preseason. And so I'm a believer in him in a big way. But what I would say to you is that, and this is something that gets lost a lot in fantasy football analysis. This will be my last point. And I think for your listeners and for you to consider is that a football team, an NFL football team, is just like, in many ways, any other office in America. It's a workplace. And football players are people, just like the people you work with. And just like the people you work with and just like other workplaces, there's office politics. There are people that are favored by the bosses. There are people that aren't. There are relationships. People sometimes get rewarded when they shouldn't. People have egos. People do sometimes things that they're self-motivated by. People sometimes do things out of fear. Like, players have emotions just like all of us. They're human beings just like all of us. And they have both good and bad emotions. And so if I am Lamar Jackson, and I've met him once in my life when he was a rookie, so I can't say I know him at all. And this is entirely speculation. I've not heard this from a source or anything like that. This is pure 100% speculation. But if I'm Lamar Jackson and I'm sitting there looking at the fact that a guy in my division who has insane is the wrong word, has some horrific off the field allegations against him.
Right.
And hasn't played football in 2 years and got a guaranteed contract of basically $250 million. And then I look over to Denver, and here's a guy who's on the north side of 30 and just got another $250 million. And I'm young, and I'm a unanimous MVP. I've got a unanimous MVP trophy to my name. If I'm that guy, if I'm Lamar Jackson, I'm sitting there looking all around. I want to be the highest paid quarterback in the NFL, you know, bar none. I want my, where's my quarter of $1 billion guaranteed? And so as he enters this season with his contract, like if you're Lamar Jackson and you can check out of any play and you can call whatever coverage you want, and you're sitting there somewhere in the back of your mind going, you know what? Mm-hmm. I deserve a quarter of $1 billion or more. And by the way, he does, given the NFL economics right now.
Yeah.
What's he doing? Handing off or is he throwing?
Oh, come on. Look at you. That's deep, dude.
I want to be clear about this. I'm not saying I think Lamar Jackson does anything to hurt the Ravens' chance to win. At the end of the day, he's always going to try to help the Ravens win. I'm not saying he's going to go rogue just to try to pad his stats.
While looking out for number one, though.
No. I'm absolutely not saying that. But what I'm saying is that if I'm Lamar Jackson, I've got an ego to me. And I'm just going to be like, whoa, I'm looking around the NFL and I'm seeing these other guys that whether it's because of their age or because of their other baggage, getting these massive contracts. And I am young and I have literally won a unanimous MVP trophy. And I've led my team to the playoffs every year. Where is my quarter of $1 billion?
Yeah.
I'll show you. I mean, you know what I mean? I don't think it's like I'm going to pad my stats, but I think it's a mentality of like, I'll show you.
Contract year, baby.
It's a contract year. I'm going to ball out like nobody's business. And so again, I just don't think he's going to be, they're still going to run, but I think Lamar Jackson has a monster year. And I think he does it with his arm as well. And so I'm not concerned about the people that say like, oh, I think the volume will be low. And I think they're going to be run heavy. I'm like, I don't know, man. I don't see Lamar Jackson saying like, it's all right. I'll just keep handing off.
I totally agree. Yeah.
He's going to ball out.
The good stuff. Matthew Berry, congrats on the move to NBC. You can find him on Peacock, Roto World. I mean, he's basically everywhere in the fantasy space. And after you lose in week one, everybody, do not be too depressed. The season's not over. I've started 0-3 and made the playoffs before. It's a long season, and that's where Berry comes in. Like, every week, you got to be scrolling that waiver wire, right? You got to know what's going on. Yeah. Berry's the guy.
I appreciate that, Jason. Can I get one more plug in?
Sure, you know, fire away.
One of the reasons I left NBC, we talked about a lot of the reasons I left NBC, but one of the other reasons I left, that I left ESPN for NBC, is I have these side businesses under the brand Fantasy Life that I'm really trying to build up, that I'm really like. NBC's been super supportive of them, and I really appreciate it. So fantasylife.com, presented by KFC, is available and 100% free. So we got the sponsor, KFC, which is, we're so thrilled with their belief in what we're doing at fantasylife.com. It's a bunch of free tools that help you in your fantasy league. It's 100% free. And when you're there, you can sign up for the Fantasy Life newsletter, which is also 100% free. It's a quick 5-minute read that comes for me and my team every single day that gives you everything you need to know about fantasy football that day. If you read my newsletter every day, you would already have known about Wandell Robinson and Isaiah Likely, Jason. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm way behind, dude. By the way, do you get to eat free at KFC for like a couple years or no?
I believe so. They're sending over some stuff. I love KFC. Like my kids,
I have not been there enough. If KFC wants to throw some things my way, I will gladly do it. I'm out here in LA. You know, these guys try to eat healthy, and I haven't been to KFC in a while, but I will, just because you just brought it up, and now I'm hungry.
I'm just telling Matthew you. And I'm sure if KFC were on the phone, they would say we also have healthy choices for you. So, KFC has come on upon as the presenting sponsor of FantasyLife.com and helping us relaunch the site. And so really thrilled and appreciate their support, and appreciate you having me on, man. It's good stuff. Please come check out fantasylife.com.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack.
Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.